T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know it's 1 o'clock when Spadoni hits us with the Santana. You know what time it is. Last hour of the show, it's been a fun one. Talking Giants. Giants-Padres tonight, 6:45. Going to be fun. Can the Giants move to 4-3 and improve to 4-3 ahead to Padres, their second straight loss? Padres are 4-1, and they thought they were improving to 5-1, and then we get to the bottom of the eighth inning. Solano hits a 3-run jack, and Spadoni, get my major league ready because I need to hear the Yaz walk off with the major league theme. Let's go, Yastrzemski walks it off.
Of the ball.
That was not an easy take for Yastrzemski.
High drive to right, headed to the water, it is out of here, and this game is over.
I mean, look, like Santana says.
On a scale of a 1 to a 10, dude, that was a twist.
I got a black magic woman, her name is Yaz. I'm telling you right now, that is my man. I love you. How can you not be excited about Yastrzemski? This is one of the great sports stories. Like, honestly, the last few years, think about
Butch,
it.
What was that? I came front. What was that you just did? It went over my head. What did the
black
the
magic woman, Santana, where you at, man?
I didn't get it.
Back to the Niners. Back to the Giants.
Wow. You got to diversify your portfolio, okay. My friend. All right? You need to start
Phil
looking
Collins.
Into different
like
music
Phil
genres.
Collins. Right.
Says Shasky playing all nicotine and Mac Dre all day. Diversify the profile.
I'm sorry. Hey, bro,
my
dad is a deadhead. My mom was a Motown girl, all right? So I got everything from the Jackson 5 all the way to Jerry Garcia. Oh,
I
mean, come on.
I could not care less.
But now I know. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Santana, on the real. Santana's some great driving music. Like, you just want to cruise with the top down on a sunny day, go up Highway 1, go down Highway 1, you play some Santana, and you just jam out. And you got to get yourself a nice little hat, too.
Automatic, systematic.
Oh, my Lord.
It's the remix.
Carl Yastrzemski joined us at 11 o'clock. Here's what the older Yaz, the Papa Yaz, grandfather of Mike Yastrzemski, here's what he had to say about Mike's change of scenery.
That has a lot to do with it. He's very comfortable with the manager and the coaches he has, and I think that's a big thing. I can remember when I was playing, having the manager and the coaches that you like. They help you, and you pay attention to them. I can remember facing Lee Stang, who was our pitching coach with the Red Sox, and when he threw batting practice, I would always ask him questions. Or whether it was Walter Reniak, the batting coach, after he threw to me, I'd step aside and talk to him for a couple of minutes and say, how did I look here, how did I look there? So it's very important, your hitting coaches and your coaches and your manager.
The elder Yaz also said San Francisco. Yeah. He does sound like a G, right? He sounds like a legend. Yeah, he is a legend. Yaz, Triple Crown winner in 1967 and the American League MVP. Here's what the elder Yaz had to say about San Francisco being the best thing to happen to Mike Yastrzemski.
I would have to say that going to San Francisco probably was the greatest thing that ever happened to him. I think it changed his whole outlook, gave him a lot of confidence that he loved the organization. And when you love where you're playing, that has a lot to do with it. I loved playing in Boston. I played there for 23 years, and I didn't want to go anywhere else.
You know, one of the things I think of, and I know you two can totally relate, and so many people out there can relate, your life zigzags so much, right? You think it's going to go in a straight line, but it doesn't, right? And that's what makes it so relatable with the Yastrzemski, because everybody can relate to the struggle and not being wanted. And then all of a sudden, something happens. Maybe you get a different job. Maybe you get promoted. Maybe you meet a significant other or you have a child. Something happens in your life that propels you to greater heights. And you really hit your stride. You hit your zone. And for Yastrzemski, coming to the Giants just might have been that thing. It just all clicked and boom. I mean, look, he could turn back into a pumpkin. His Cinderella moment could all go away. But for now, I mean, this is one of the best stories I can think of in the last 5-6 years in the Bay Area as far as like redemption, Butch, finding yourself. This is awesome.
It's bigger than baseball. And that's what it sounds like to me you just described. And now I think he's – not that he's never been, but Yaz is probably appreciative of what he's feeling that his grandfather described right to us just in regard to coaching, scenery, opportunity, yeah, which all to me on the Guru Calculator equates to confidence. And again, I just try to keep making the parallel. It may not be there, but if Yaz
you're
can be
fire,
the
man.
Giants Jimmy Garoppolo, if he can be the Giants Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, that goes a long way when you got your center fielder for the next few years. And I know real quick, Butch, oh, he's got to be, he's only 30. He can't be there for the next 12 years. It's right about the next 2 to 3 years with this team. Let him be the captain of the outfield. That would be a big deal for Farhan.
Hey, Shasky, did you hear that?
Guru. Yeah, dude, I did, and you know what?
Yeah.
Guru talked about Steiny yesterday. Steiny was on fire. It was like he was at Madison Square Garden.
Yes,
Guru today, he's at the Great Western Forum. He's at the Great Western Forum, and he thinks he's Magic Johnson right now. He's throwing dives. Man. He's going behind his back. Guru is just, he is on fire today.
Here's my favorite part. There's a Mayan calendar, then there's a Guru calendar, a Guru calculator, and a Guru manual. You can buy all three on Amazon right now. I'm telling you, I'm envisioning a Texas Instruments TI. What was it, a TI 1000? What was the name of that calculator back in the day?
The T-1000 or something, the T-1000. Yeah.
And I thought this thing was a supercomputer. I mean, it was a Texas Instruments. What was it? A TI something or other. Whatever.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
TI, there you go. Like, Guru, you need to start marketing these things. You need to write a book. I want the manual. I want the Guru calendar, Guru math. I want the whole thing in a big box.
The math instructor, Guru. You can see him on a chalkboard with the little pencil right there. Guru math, 2 + 2 = 12.
If they win tonight,
how much is that worth on the win total? Guru scoreboard and the regular scoreboard.
See, you won't be here, though. It'll be JD. We'll have the great JD in.
I may have to call
again,
in.
But again, I won't come in here throwing confetti, Butch.
That's
it's
crazy.
It's just another step towards the ultimate goal of, can you guys stay relevant to get me through, competitive to get me through these 60 games, to make a deranged fan, a lunatic, think there's a chance.
This
is the perfect season for that. And Yaz even spoke to it.
Right. And you talked about Mike Yastrzemski. Both of you guys talked about being a late bloomer. Screw the birth certificate. Why can't you do it now?
Man.
Well, here's what Carl Yastrzemski had to say about Mike and late bloomers in Major League Baseball.
Oh, I don't know if I can think back that far. there's always late bloomers, and I think that the main thing is, like I said before, is the attitude. And if you're happy to where you're going and you're happy playing where you are, like he is in San Francisco. I can remember when he was traded to the Giants. I talked to him maybe about 5-6 days later, and he kept saying, I love it here. I love the coaches. I love the manager, and I love the players. So that has a lot to do with it.
Thanks to Carl Yastrzemski, who joined us earlier. We have breaking news here from the Giants, some roster moves. Butcher Boy and Guru, Jalen Davis and Joe McCarthy have been optioned to the alternate training site. Danny Jimenez has been designated for assignment. Guy with the good fastball, curveball, only had two pitches, though. Designated for assignment. Steven Duggar has been recalled. And Brandon Belton and Evan Longoria have both been reinstated from the 10-day injured list.
Well, they got to
Longoria, Belton, reinstated. Steven Duggar recalled. Danny Jimenez designated for assignment. Jalen Davis and Joe McCarthy optioned to the alternate training site.
I think unless things go real sideways, we never see Joe McCarthy again. I feel like he was the Connor Joe.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Michael Reed. Yeah, Michael Reed, Connor Joe.
I don't want to crush him.
He was getting starts and left.
He just didn't look right.
What's going on?
Jalen Davis deserves another chance. I'm a little disappointed. Jalen Davis, I mean, I would have pulled the plug on Pence. They're probably going to give Pence at least another week. I would have kept Jalen Davis up. And
when he dropped that foul ball, Davis, do you think that had anything to do with it?
Oh, yeah, other night.
Vontae, you got to catch that, right?
He looked like he was pressing.
You do have to catch that.
He looked like he was pressing also at the plate. Like he was a young man that I don't think he had a good feel for the strike zone.
Okay.
I think he was in his own head a little. I still like what I see from him. Like there's something there. I don't know what, but there's something there. At the very least, he gives me a bat off the bench who could hit one out. Like that's at the very least. I just don't know where he fits right now.
So how's this outfield going to look now? We're going to see more Dickerson in the outfield. How's this outfield going to look now? Dubon in center, maybe Yaz in right or left. How's this outfield going to look now with Jalen Davis not getting reps in right field?
Yeah, Goo, I think you're going to have all defensive.
Go ahead,
because
I'm writing my lineup down. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think maybe not to start, but to end a game because they've made a lot of defensive substitutions late in games. I think you'll get Duggar, Yaz, and Slater out there simultaneously if you want the best defensive outfield.
Slater. I like Slater a lot. But how do you guys feel about Duggar? Because Duggar was a name everybody kept talking about him, kept talking about him. He had some injuries early on when he got called up to the big league club. Where are you guys at with Steven Duggar?
I prefer Slater over Duggar, and I know Duggar came up with promise, and, you know, he's an athlete, but – at the end of the day, at this juncture, with what the Giants currently have going on, who am I to say he shouldn't be a part or get another opportunity? But I would take, if it were my money, fellas, I would take Slater in left field over Duggar every time. Now, he could prove me wrong like Solano did, so I ain't mad at the kid. I won't hate on him. But Slater, to me, just seems like the better all-around ball player.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I feel like there's a lot of similarities between the two. Slater came up early, showed a little bit of promise. Everybody got excited. Then he got hurt. You know, he got hurt. He hurt the groin, then he hurt the hamstring, and he was done. And he had to get 100% healthy before we're starting to see it really pay off now. And his confidence is so much better. He looks skinny. He looks good. He looks really good. Duggar came up. Little bit of promise, then he struggled, then he got hurt. And injury was devastating. That shoulder injury was so bad. So I don't know
where he did. Did he do that slide to the second base?
Yeah,
did he do that slide to the second base?
Diving back in on a backdoor play, and his shoulder just completely popped. It was really ugly. Like it was one of those like vulnerable spots where your arm is out, the guy goes to slam the tag down on you. It's the one of these guys I played ball with, Dave Perry, he did the exact same thing sliding into home. Dude, his shoulder just popped right out of the socket. It was disgusting.
Right.
Unbelievable.
That's the worst
thing
ever.
That's a devastating injury. It hurts.
It is.
I mean, that injury hurts. So I don't know where he's at health wise, but he's got great range. He still isn't a great hitter, but he's got great range defensively and he's got a really good arm. So it gives them defensive options. I want to see where the bat's at because if he can't hit, he can't play.
Duggar reminds me of old school Brett Butler at the plate. I know he don't have the same results, but that's who he reminds me of when I see him.
I see it.
You ever on Brett in center field? Oh, man.
Also, last year, Dalton Johnson from NBC Sports Bay Area, big baseball guy, he had a tweet out last week talking about Austin Slater where he had a good couple months with the big league club. And then in September, I think he batted like 128. It was really ugly. But it's good to see Slater bounce back and have some really good ABs. Very good ABs for Austin Slater here. So we'll see with Duggar. I'm kind of down on Duggar, fellas. I'm down on him for some reason because I wanted to see the one thing the Giants have been missing. And I do like Yaz in the leadoff spot. But they've been missing it for a while now. is just having that leadoff spot. You had a little bit with Angel Pagan when he could stay healthy, a little bit of Gregor Blanco, a little bit of Andres Torres. But give me that. I love that traditional leadoff hitter who has speed. Who just gets on base, and he's a speed demon. Because break the seal to get that first run across.
The stolen base, Butch has died, though, right?
Yes, exactly.
The stolen base.
I don't like that. Why?
I'm with you, B.
It rattles pitchers.
The numbers tell you you need some of your best hitters at the top of the lineup because you're going to flip the lineup over so many times. Right. There's no pitcher, so you're going to have more guys on base when that leadoff guy comes in. You can't just be your traditional leadoff hitter. Now, those days are over. Now, look, if you had a traditional lineup with a ton of sluggers, okay, maybe you can get cute and fit that guy in there. Max Muncy was batting leadoff against the Giants in the Giants series. So that's Max, the new age. That's the new way. If you want to get your best hitters up as often as possible,
I get that.
Especially the way they're changing pitchers out.
Wow.
Yeah, they are. I see Trey Turner here with the Nationals, and he was a catalyst for that Nationals team that got off the mat last year. And he's got speed. He's a baller. I want a guy like that, a Roberto Alomar, where they just go up and you're like, man, this guy gets on base, there's going to be problems here.
I think
there's
going to be problems. Yeah, I'm with you. Man. That's, I get you.
And I thought Duggar had a little bit of that in him. I really did. Let's change gears for a second here. And talk about the NBA restart. We talked about the bubble.
Damn,
and look, kudos to the NBA. I did not think they could pull this off with the Orlando bubble. Going down to Florida with all the numbers with COVID-19. And I just said, how is this going to happen? Is this really going to work? Are you really going to keep these guys in check and keep them in the bubble to where they can't leave and wander around? Now, I know Lou Williams went off and got those wings in Magic City. But for the most part, man, it's been very, very successful down there at Orlando. And now we got basketball games. Pelicans and Jazz, Lakers and Clippers. The NBA is back, baby. Back.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked about it with Steiny Guru and Shasky. I want to get your thoughts on this. I think we're going to see some of the best playoff basketball we've ever seen because there's no distractions. It's like a pickup basketball atmosphere, but the world is watching. Everybody's watching. And you can't take shortcuts now. I think we're going to get a phenomenal playoff run here in the NBA. How you feeling about that, Butch?
Oh, I'm super excited. I mean, how could you not be? You know, I'm a big basketball fan. I love watching the game, and I'm just excited to see all the different storylines. I think the East is wide open. You obviously have the overarching Giannis narrative that's going to be kind of dominating the East.
I want them out first round.
Toronto being slept on, the Celtics being slept on, the Miami Heat, could they be an upset team? Does the time away from the 76ers, does the time away from each other benefit them? Like, these are legitimate questions that I have. I just think the East is wide open. And then I look at the West, and you're going to obviously go to the LeBron narratives, the Kawhi narratives. But what about seeing Luka in his first playoff moments? What about seeing this upstart Nuggets team that went deep last year, and now they have an opportunity to go even deeper? What?
Bowl.
Oh, yeah, no question. But, like, there's so many things. And here's, look, again, underrated storyline for me. I'm glad you just said it. Underrated storyline for me. Just look at what James Harden does every year when they get into the playoffs. He's exhausted. He hits the wall. I know the defenses get better, but physically he's drained. And I think the time away is really going to help him. Also, I'm not a Westbrook fan. I'm not.
I love
him. But if you watch them play, he's the best he's looked
he's never
in
had
four
a coach.
Years.
Yeah, never
exactly,
had a coach.
But he's never looked like this off ball. I'm shocked it's working, and I have to tip my cap to them. I want to see them in the Lakers because it's a contrast of styles. Who's guarding LeBron and Anthony?
Right.
Who's guarding James Harden? You don't have Avery Bradley anymore. Danny Green ain't guarding either one of those guys.
Like, Rajon Rondo?
It's a contrast.
He's not there
come on, Rajon Rondo. He's going to be trying to foul out every single
game.
Don't
sleep on playoff Rondo, though. Remember, Pelicans upset the Blazers. Couple years ago. Hey, I'll say this, Butch and Bonte, and I truly mean this. We always talked about during the downtime what, as fans and spectators, what we missed and what we took for granted, because you talked about baseball. It was like the ultimate relationship to where you knew they were going to be there for you on your time. And I honestly believe these players missed a game of basketball. And if you watched any couple of minutes of the bubble, they are playing like it's game seven. And it's not they, it's the stars. And I'm like, what are you doing, Bron? You better hold on. Every time I'm watching a different team, Harden, everybody. And I'm just, I heard the great Chris Paul say this. and, you know, there's fluff in everything people say if you want to decipher it. He said he truly missed his teammates, but the way it was oozing off of my TV is what goes into why they're playing right now. They missed a game, and Bonte, you are right. We are about to see some stuff, man.
Yeah, but B, and this goes back to the Giants, though. Like, when you have been – when something that you dearly care for gets taken away from you,
right.
Your appreciation goes through the roof, right? And so the same thing with the Giants. We got no baseball. Like, I missed it. I loved it. And seeing it last night, it's just – oh, my God, it's awesome. Same thing with the NBA and those players. Same exact thing. And I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, you know what? And I had that same feeling. It was about the fourth inning, right, when the Padres took a 6-2 lead. But I'm on the couch, and I'm thinking to myself, and I said,
"That moment,
I can't believe that. I swear, it was that moment
where
I sat back, and I was like, whoa, we actually have baseball games. And I'm thinking, Guru, we first started during the pandemic. Shasky, I didn't think I was going to make it 2 weeks. I really did.
I mean,
think about all the weekends.
I was worried about myself, yeah.
All the weekends we've gotten up. In the morning, knowing that there's college basketball, there's baseball games, there's college football, there's the NBA, the playoffs, baseball. March Madness. I took it for granted because I just thought it was always going to be there. And for 5 months, and I hope my girlfriend's not listening, I lost my best friend for 5 months. Sports was my best friend for a long time. All of us here. It's just a fact. I woke up this morning and said, the NBA's back. We got baseball.
More appreciative.
I will never – dude, and these guys – give these guys credit. I know they're sacrificing a lot by just playing with all the COVID going around in the NBA. They're sacrificing a lot being away from their families for weeks and weeks and weeks and being away from their kids. Kudos to these guys because they're giving us every ounce of energy. They're playing their asses off all across the league. To see the Mariners last night come back against the Angels, that team is dead in the water. They got no shot to win the AOS. To come back and beat Trout and the boys and hit the ball like they did.
Attaboy, Stephen A.
Can't be more excited about sports being back, man. It feels good. It feels good, man.
You see how he did that?
It feels good, yeah.
Did you see? He went Trout and them boys. He couldn't name two other guys. All he had to do was go Trout, Rendon, and
Anthony Rendon, Albert Pujols, Andrew Simmons, Andrew Heaney.
Come on. Cam Bedrosian?
No disrespect whatsoever.
Cam Bedrosian. He's so bad. But you know
what?
This man was a bona fide scrub. He can't play.
I had a bet on the A's. I had a bet on the A's the other day. Team total. Cam Bedrosian went like a shutout inning. And look, it's the best I've ever seen.
I said, this guy stinks.
Yeah, so I'm excited about all
Kevin Harlan at the bubble. We're going to get Kevin Harlan on the calls tonight. And
let me ask you guys this.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say,
Pelicans got a game tonight. It's very important for them. I'm sorry, Butch. My time
it is.
Bad. I'm
excited.
I'm going to take a playoff. Okay. How about that?
It's okay. Yeah, no, it's okay. Playoff. I was just going to ask you guys, now that we have sports back, what is the thing that you miss the most about sports? Like,
honestly, it's moments like last night. Where you're like, this game's over, it's done, oh my God, they stink. And then within like 20 minutes, everything changes, and that at-bat from Yastrzemski, there's nothing like, and I go, television, Netflix, movies, sometimes you can have those moments, right? Sopranos, Game of Thrones, you have these wow moments. There's nothing like the spontaneity of being shocked watching sports. There's literally
best reality
nothing
TV
like it.
In the world. Yeah, it's the 100%, best reality TV in
100%.
The world.
And then sharing that with all your family friend, all your family members. Your Bonte sharing it with you and Guru. We're all texting each other. I'm on air screaming and yelling like that. The communal experience of watching live sports and being shocked, to me, that's what I miss the most, the organic part.
And speaking of series, real quick, B, every game is its own episode. And we got through it, but we didn't have that episode to react. And I could see something in the game that Butch or Bonte didn't see, and we'd come to the lab 4 hours and do a show. But that's what it makes me quivel thinking about, man, Butch, I didn't even see that. I don't agree with that. But that's the beauty of it. You know, a pair of eyes sees different things, man.
You know what? The thing I miss the most is the broadcast. Hearing Kruk and Kipe.
That's a good one.
Excited. I mean, seriously, there was a scrimmage on it. It was the Rockets and the Raptors. And the Raptors announcers, it was like it was game five of the second round of the playoffs. Lowry hit a buzzer beater at halftime, and they went ballistic. And I said, man, I missed that. I miss just the purity of a good call, the purity of Kipe walking it off. It's a high drive. And it, the fact that he – the funny part is about the Slada home run, they just hit a home run with runners on base. I mean, it's straight out of Major League. It really is. So I got to say, for me, it's the broadcast. The broadcast is just hear the guys call a game. Call a game. Just
Butch, who you got winning it? Butch, we did our predictions. Who you got winning it real quick?
For what, the NBA?
I got the Lakers. NBA. I got the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't stand the Clippers. And it's not like I love the Lakers. I'm rooting for LeBron this year. He's at the end of his career. I want to see him get another championship. The Warriors aren't involved whatsoever. Like, at some point, I respect the greatness of LeBron James. I know everybody hates him around here. But I do think it would be an incredible story to be able to hang three different banners in three different cities.
Game, Butch.
And honestly, I watched him every single night this year because we do the show. I used to do the show with Spadoni, who's a Laker fan. And I just watched him all year. I appreciated the effort and energy at 35 years old that LeBron is putting out there.
It's incredible,
it really is. I mean,
the discipline to be in that shape, Butch. The discipline that just ain't happening. He's putting in the work, man.
And this is where, like, I go back to we talk about the Dallas Cowboys, how much I hate the Cowboys. Yeah. I reached a certain point in my life where I was like, I just got to give it to Emmitt Smith. He's awesome. Like, I hated him. I rooted against him. But I'm like, you know what? You got to respect greatness at a certain point. And that's kind of where I am with LeBron. When LeBron leaves, we're going to all wish that he was back. He's the best television product the NBA has had in my lifetime. And I mean, that's over Jordan. I love watching LeBron.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I'll side with Jordan there.
Well,
but
we take
I get what you're saying
Beatles,
there.
By the way, Cleveland. There's a lot of hate watching.
It was great
theater.
It's great. Yeah, and Michael Irvin was that guy for me on the Cowboys. But I told him to his face, I couldn't stand your ass. Nah, I love you. Nah, I love the playmaker. I can't get enough of the playmaker. All right, let's wrap this bad boy up. Here's what's coming up Here's what's coming up on 95.70 Game, brought to you by Chilton Autobody. Shasky here for Steiny. Guru's here. I'm here. Producer Kyle and Joe Spadoni. We'll take we'll take your phone calls here to wrap this up as we get ready for the series finale between the Giants and Padres. And one thing we haven't done is getting to the top 100 players with the 49ers. So let's go that direction, fellas. John Lynch signs his extension yesterday. George Kittle named number 7 on the top 100 list. We'll get into Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. We'll do all that here coming up to wrap this show before we head it off to DRK. And it's all sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Chilton Auto Body is open to serve the Bay Area with contact-free auto body repair options, along with free pickup and delivery. Chilton Auto Body now offers virtual estimates and curbside contact-free service from the comfort of your own vehicle. Book an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, baby, as we wrap this up. Whitey Gleason in for Damon Bruce. Shasky, Guru. Shasky here for Steiny. Shasky, you got something for me. What
Dalton
you got?
Johnson, NBC, the guy I've had on the show many times talking Giants. This is his tweet. After talking with Kyle Haynes yesterday, he's somebody who's affiliated with the Giants in Sacramento, and the Giants opening a spot today, the guess is that Joey Bart will be here sometime this weekend, or he will travel with the team to Colorado for Monday at the latest. Let's go!
Wow. Hitting in that ballpark, debuting in, with the Coors, what did they use to call the humidor balls?
Oh, boy.
Joey
Bart era. The Joey Bart era.
Just another reason to watch Giant baseball. Get on board.
I agree. That is big time news there. Joey Bart could be in a Giant uniform. You imagine if they go on that road trip and they sweep the Rangers over the weekend and they're sitting here at 7-3.
I said it earlier.
Let me see where they're at after the 10-game roadie.
Hey.
But you imagine, all I'm saying is, can you imagine them in this fan base if they are 6-4 going into the 10-game road trip with Joey Bart up? Because all I'm thinking about is the year Buster Posey came up in 2010 for good, and he had that first game against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he hit the ball all over the yard. The dude had a stretch where he hit 412. I'm just thinking, if Joey Bart's that guy, if he's that guy, it can lift this whole lineup, this entire lineup.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm getting the Joey Bart jerseys ready for the whole family. I am. Like, once he comes up, I want to know what number he's going to get. I want to know, clubhouse manager Mike Murphy, tell me what number he's going to get. I'm going to order them for the entire family. Kids from Sacramento all the way down to San Luis Obispo are going to be rocking Joey Bart jerseys by the end of September. I'm telling you right now.
Wow. Hey, when speaking of jerseys, when did the Giants wear those nice black that they were wearing in spring training?
Love those with the SF.
Ooh, are they clean with the SF?
Yeah.
Man,
but you know what?
Give me that tonight.
I love me the creams. The creams don't get talked about enough. No names on the back. They don't get talked about enough, man. They're a very iconic jersey. They're an iconic jersey. They're really, really good, really, really cool, and it stands out, man. When you got the home jerseys and you got no names on the back, it means something. It really means something. It puts you in a different stratosphere, I feel like. And those Creed jerseys at Oracle Park, they just pop. They're perfect.
Can we call it other than – it's like something other than Oracle Park as like a nickname? Because I
want to call
better.
It AT&T. I'm
Pac
sorry.
Ballpark.
Oh, gosh.
Pacific Ballpark. Know. Can we call it Willie Mays Square? Like, can I call it something else?
You might be able to call it the new Wrigley if the home runs keep getting hit out of there. The new Wrigley. Yeah.
The new course. By the way, Guru, real quick, I saw a tweet yesterday, and the Jackals are out. They were out. You talked about there should only
there was a Jackal.
One team – one team wearing pinstripes, and it was the New York Yankees. Yeah. You didn't like the pinstripes on the Padres uniforms?
Or the Pirates?
No. Or what? Even the Cubs. And I know I go
what about
back
the Reds?
Ryan Sandberg. No, those teams aren't
Phillies?
The Yankees. No, they tried. The Pirates have tried. I mean,
yeah,
some
I
look cool.
Disagree.
But come on, the Padres, you can't go from blue trying to be the Dodgers, and now you go back to pinstripes.
No.
It's not working
no.
for me. The Phillies... it's an okay look. It's just weird. That's not you. The Yankees are the one team.
What
in
about the original Marlin jerseys? The original
Marlins and the Diamondbacks. And the Diamondbacks.
They stole from the Roberto Clemente pirate vest, and they still look good. The Marlins, but they don't go back like the New York
what
Yankees.
What about the Cubbies?
There's nothing like the. And I'm not a Yankee fan. There's nothing. I don't. They
Why
look just.
Some pinstripes?
They look low budget because you're not. You're trying to be something you're not. The Yankees set the standards with those pinstripes. They're sacred, and nobody else should don them. Tell me I'm wrong. And they started the trend of no name on the back. Which the Giants.
I am telling you, you're wrong. Cincinnati Reds. I brought up the Phillies. Like, all these teams look great in pinstripes. The White Sox. Like, I mean, there's so many teams look great in the pinstripes. Like, I disagree. I categorically disagree.
Greg Luzinski, White Sox, and Harold Baines, they didn't have no damn, them ugly uniforms they had. They didn't have pinstripes back then. They just did pinstripes to stay trendy. Right. That's trendy.
In the 70s. In the 70s, they had the pinstripes where they had the red helmets, red batting helmets. The White Sox?
Yeah. Goo, you're just a front runner. You like the Lakers, the Yankees, the Cowboys.
I don't like the Yankees. I respect, you know, the
Cubs.
Yankees. When you say pinstripes, you think of the Yankees. Those white. Woof. And I ain't even a Yankee fan, but I get credit for credit. And then the Mets try to go get them.
But here's the thing with the Mets. Here's the thing with the Mets. Like, the Mets were a brand new team, right? And they were trying to fill the void of the Giants and the Dodgers. So they took the orange from the Giants, the blue from the Dodgers,
and then
they take the stripes from the Yanks. Like, I get it. It makes sense. And again, I think baseball, of all the sports, I think baseball across the board has the best uniforms. And what I mean, there's so much inventory. I get to see the current ones. Give me some throwbacks. Give me some alternates.
I just love
baseball uniforms.
Yeah. Mauser and myself, Ryan Mauser, we'll go on the show. Sometimes I don't even play the game, Butch. I just shop and look at all the throwback uniforms.
Oh, so sick.
I'll take 40 minutes to just like eye candy.
Woo. I love it. I love it. And like, hey, look, the Giants don't have a bad uniform. They don't have a bad uniform.
I love the orange ones. Remember Friday? They used to wear the orange at home.
Orange Friday.
What happened?
They weren't bad at all. By the way, something funny from the 510. Not going to lie, I need the names on the back of these Giants, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Cold. That's
look
cold.
Look at Butch on Zoom with his giant orange one.
Who are you? You know, Butch got about 15 jerseys. He's got about 1,500 jerseys. I mean, I see the guy literally you got to pull this guy out of the 49ers shopping center down at Levi's, out of the 49ers museum. Yeah. It's like, like, dude,
ain't
the
wardrobe no limit to
game is on point. Yeah, and wardrobe game is on point.
Hey, I'm telling you, Giants got the best jerseys. Like, honestly, they do not have – I want to go all black. Give me the all black like you had way back in the day. Give me the all black. Black pants, black tops, black hats. Let's do it.
I want to ask you guys about the top 100 real quick. Oh, boy. Oh, wait. I just saw something on the call list. You know, he called us yesterday. He broke down the X wide receiver, the Z wide receiver, the Y wide receiver. And now he wants to talk Sacramento Kings basketball here on 95.7 The Game in the NBA bubble. Hey, should we do it, fellas? Javier Vacaville. Javier Vacaville. You're on BS&G. Javier, good afternoon.
How you guys doing today?
Oh, we can't complain.
Get the clock going.
Yeah, so Simon's in today. So I got two questions for you guys. Let's make this relative. For one, I want to know, you know, from a neutral party, I'm a Kings and a Warriors fan. The chances you give the Kings of beating the two other teams they're competing for, and to pass up the Grizzlies and come up in the eighth seed to make the Western Conference final, or Western, the Western playoffs, you know, because they're trying to get in the top eight in the Western Conference. Secondly, make this all relative for your spot and guess. What's more likely, Joey Bart being an All Star or Javon Kinlaw being a Pro Bowl player as both rookies? As we previously noted, you guys have a guest out there hosting there today. I didn't really believe in that pick until, you know, I predicted it correctly and he was, you know, all against. I just want to know what you guys think, because he's all about buying Joey Bart jerseys before he's even touched the field yet.
Hey, Javier, what do you do for fun besides waiting on hold?
I play football. You know, I work out. I'm, you know, highly fit. You know, I can show you, teach you a thing or two, you know, work and, you know, hang out with my friends. You know, really enjoy football.
Hey, that's a full life.
You're breaking up, Javier.
Well,
you're
let me go up. Ricky Henderson and go first on the Kings. They lost Marvin Bagley III. It's a wrap. They're not doing anything.
Kings. I don't have a lot of faith in the Kings.
Kyle looked like he's about to chime in. He didn't like his
I like De'Aaron Fox, though. I do. He was on a heater
before
the quarantine.
He stays hurt.
He was on a low ankle in the quarantine.
Sprained ankle there.
Javon Kinlaw, all-star before.
I mean, that's a big – yeah, that's big. Pro Bowl in the front. I'm not saying he can't, but that's big. You know, he'd have to really ball out.
Was he taking a shot at you, Shasky, for not wanting Kinlaw?
He's always taking a shot at me. The guy just lives near the speaker. He's just waiting to just pounce on one thing I say. It's worse than the text line, man.
Oh, good to hear from you, Javier. Call us back tomorrow.
Not really.
I won't be here. I won't.
You guys
here,
think Steiny's listening? I think he's listening, because last night was so dramatic. No, I think it was about 11% chance.
I give it zero chance.
Radio.com app. You can be wherever you're at. Steiny, what you do? Smoking your cigar, drinking.
Oh,
and
I'm so out.
Like Tony Soprano, just chilling on the back deck, smoking a cigar in his robe, looking at the ducks in the pool.
Is the movie coming? The Soprano movie? Well, you can't.
You can't. He's dead.
Right. You can't.
You could recast him, but I know that.
Maybe you just make the last scene of The Sopranos. Well, is
that
it cool
ending
if I
broke my heart. I literally was in tears, man.
Hey, no.
And then you move on to make the movie.
Were they gonna? Was he gonna get killed with the guys in the restaurant who looked like they're about to do something? You know, Tony got that tenth telepathy. He was looking around like, who are they? And then it let what? Oh, I was.
Well, I thought. I like that. I'm gonna be real. We were all watching up on Nagley. We had a spot up on Alamany and Nagley, and we thought that the cable went out. Because it went straight to black, and everyone's going, what's going on? And there was no Twitter. There's no social media. And people were calling each other like, did your cable go out? What happened? And then all of
a
sudden, the credits came on. Oh, dude, I had no idea.
No. Dude, I was invested in that show, Bonte.
It's still one of the great shows.
I love that show. I was a little disappointed in the last two seasons. But then the way
I'll
it ended
–
I was ticked off.
Too much Meadow and AJ.
And Meadow was going off the deep end, and AJ was
like
just
Jackie Jr. Though. Yeah. Jackie Jr. was my type.
Jackie Jr. got
Haskell.
Got though.
He had game though. Too much game. He didn't know how to stay patient. You know what I mean?
Nah, yeah.
Jackie, my father was coming.
Yeah, Ralphie set him up. Ralphie. I hated
oh,
Ralphie.
What a dirtbag.
They should have cut his head off earlier.
God, I hate that guy.
They should have. Real quick, man. We got about 7-8 minutes of the show left, and We've been kind of teasing it here. The 49ers, they got a lot of Niners in the top 100. Richard Sherman coming in at 28. Nick Bosa, the highest rookie ever, at number 17. And George Kittle, highest ranked tight end ever, at number 7. Lamar Jackson, number 1. Mahomes sent out a tweet taking notes. He's at number 4. Mahomes probably should have been number 1 instead of Lamar Jackson. But, hey, it is what it is. But George Kittle making the top 10.
George Kittle.
Oh, man. I'd rather
George Kittle.
Yeah, that's the one right that? There. Oh, my God. One more time, Spadoni.
George Kittle.
What?
Yeah,
what are they calling that? Like a niner. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Butch. Hey, Bonte, can I share something real quick? And then I want to talk about shot distribution on the show, because, Butch, I hope I ain't been ball hogging. I don't feel like I have, but you guys let me know. We'll talk about it.
Shot distribution.
This morning when you said that, I know you're taking pride in the 4 guys being in the top 100 or however many, I wanted to say, not being mean, wouldn't you rather have that Super Bowl victory than this damn list?
There's no doubt about it.
Because I felt like that was coming through the phone. Like, I was like, that don't mean you won the Super Bowl. But, you know, I ain't trolling. But it felt like you're proud, but you want that. But you want that Super Bowl victory.
Obviously. Who doesn't want the Super Bowl victory? Right, but, I mean, look at the end of the day.
I don't
want to
be trolling.
At the end of the day, I'm being real. Like, since Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman, I haven't been this excited about the lineup, just up and down, like the entire roster. You look at what they've got and the coach that they've got steering the way and the stability. The two S's we were talking about last night, right? There's the stability side of it where everything is super stable in the front office, and Jed deserves tons of credit for learning from his mistakes with Harbaugh and Balky. And the other S word, and this goes right hand in hand with John Lynch, Shanahan, Parag, the empowerment, synergy. Right, they have synergy and stability. If you have those two things, they're going to get back there. I'm predicting Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl at least in the next 2 years.
Wow.
I do. I think they're going to go back there and face each other. Yeah.
I hope somebody knocks out the Chiefs. That team scares me. They really
Texans had them down 24-0. I know they lost and scored 50.
That's how explosive they are. The Titans had them down, 17-7, 10-0?
Yeah.
Don't matter, man, when you got a quarterback like that, speedsters. But look, the Niners are set up for success. Man. But I still kind of wish they went after Jamal Adams and not lie. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, and I don't want to get into it. We got all summer to do it. Jimmy Ward, Jaquaski Tari. But it's good to see the Niners get recognized. I'll say that. It's good to see George Kittle get recognized. It's good to see Bosa get recognized.
Jimmy G.
Who the hell thought Bosa would have been a top 20 player? Hell, Jimmy G, number 43. Butch, were you shocked about that? Number 43?
His peers said it.
Here's where I was most shocked.
Yeah.
Here's where I'm most shocked. And everybody who said I was losing my mind, Bosa being 17th overall as a rookie, highest rookie rated ever. And I said it after a couple games. You guys thought I was crazy. The dude has Hall of Fame talent. It's undeniable. Now, will he reach the Hall? Who knows? He's got to play 10 to 15 years.
He's got to put together a great resume.
Talent-wise, I can't think of a more talented individual.
He's perfect for his position. He's built perfect.
And the mentality. He's got the motor. He's got all of the intangibles. Plus, he's got the technique. Like, the guy's only going to get better. He's ridiculous.
How do you have a brother in the league at the same position and both y'all are ballers? That's crazy. Who's their father and mother?
Genetics.
I want to meet him.
It's like the Mannings. They're like the Mannings of D-linemen. But they're like the Mannings of D-linemen, though.
Of D-linemen.
Like, you see this.
They're pops of Miami Dolphins.
Rick Barry, Scooter Barry, Britt Barry.
Welcome to Big Baller Zone. I wasn't sold on Bosa before the draft. He was hurt at Ohio State. Quentin Williams just popped on film, and I was like, they need
Ian
to
Williams
tackle.
Kept
they need
saying
to
that.
Tackle.
Quentin Williams.
Ian Williams kept saying
take.
That. A lot of people kept saying that. That's why somebody came at me on the, oh, you want a Quentin Williams? I said, I wasn't the only one, buddy. And I'm not going to throw names out there, but I wasn't the only one. But the first day of training camp, and I told Butch this, and I told you this, Guru, I said, this guy doesn't have an ounce of body fat. He was getting off the ball and hitting the sled faster than D Ford. And we saw those first couple games. He had the ankle injury. He comes back. And really, the Pittsburgh game and the relentlessness, even in the run game. Nick Bosa's a baller, man.
Bonte.
To be ranked higher than his brother, oh, Lord. He's going to be a good
one. Did you want Quinnen?
I did. Absolutely.
I did too, Butch.
But presented with new information, did they make the right pick?
Oh, there's no doubt.
This is a absolutely. I'm ready to say hell yeah.
What does that have to do with anything? Though I know I see the smirk on your face.
I'm just establishing precedent. When presented with new information, you adjust your opinion.
Butch,
that's
I love
all.
You, man. Nope. We got to start this up.
Nope. That's
different. We're reappraising the situation.
We were just wrong. We were wrong on the pick. We were wrong. We're all wrong.
I wasn't.
It's okay. Oh, please.
Butch, because we still, we never argue, Butch, but we kind of disagree because I said you stole my Michael Strahan take in comparison to
Bosa. I stole it.
Then you said you did it. So anyway, meet me halfway. But Simeon Rice, all the great long dudes, he reminds me of.
He's better than Simeon Rice.
Yeah, because he gets on the ground and he'll get back up and finish the play, Butch. That's no body fat. The ability to get
up. I love Bosa.
With cat-like inks, man, he's a baller.
The stadium went crazy. When he fell onto the ground, it looked like he was knocked out. And then he jumped up. I got chills. Like, it was
crazy to see
the fans react to him. They were chanting his name. Right. And then all of a sudden, like a pro wrestler, he just jumped up. Like, I got goosebumps. He's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a baller, man. Hey, Shasky, good stuff. Guru, good stuff. Spadoni, hell of a job there.
Tomorrow, Shasky. Enjoy,
Kyle, producer Kyle, great job. Giddy Carl Yastrzemski, that's great booking there. K-Boogie. Hey, Joe Spadoni, we're heading off to DRK, but leave us. I got to leave here. I'm going to miss you guys tomorrow, but I got to hit a walk-off of Yaz one more time with the Major League beat as we sign off. DRK coming up next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
That was not an easy take for you, Stripski.
High drive to right. Headed to the water. It is out of here. And this game is over.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.